say after buzzers. You wanna love us. You wanna watch us. You don't wanna miss this episode. We talk all about Cameron's baby shower. Are JD and Liz back together? Wait and see. We have so much to chat about. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I would see this woman in concert.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure thing. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Welcome. Here we are, episode 3, and we have someone new joining us today for our panel, official member. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yes. Yes, hi everyone. My name is Crystal McLaughlin, and I'm new to the group. I'm so happy to be here.
And this is a full panel, y'all. This is really, this is all three of us. That's here. Right. We're queer. That's just me. Hey everybody, I'm Matt Maher, and I am so excited to talk about this episode.
Yes, so much going on. Yes. So you've watched since episode 1, right, Crystal?
Oh my
like
God.
Season 1.
Of course.
You said you used to watch with your mom, right?
Oh, yes. We watched together on the phone because she lives in the Bay Area, and I literally am just, like, obsessed with this show. Yeah. Like, it's so good. Southern humor is just...
Like no other, right?
Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah. So we're talking episode 3 today.
Yes.
A lot happened. Well, I think a little bit of everything, right?
A little bit, yes.
So let's just jump right into it. Start from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about Catherine and Thomas and their relationship with their kids. Mm-hmm. And then kind of loop in Ashley into that bunch. Because in the very beginning, we see Ashley, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess...
In a bed. Which makes sense because, I mean, that's what Catherine was saying, that she was in it for...
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how it all began with Thomas. It all begins in a bed with Thomas.
Yeah. So Thomas says he likes to cook a lady breakfast in the morning and add a little plan B into that mixture for her morning meal. What do you guys think about that?
He's a pig.
I mean, It's after Me Too. Do we really call people ladies anymore? I mean, just the way he says it. It's so
gross. He doesn't even
mean
it. That's the worst part about it. You know, like he's cooking the eggs and he's talking about that being her eggs. It's like symbolic of her eggs.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
It was, I mean, it's just, look, Ashley, if you're watching, because you probably aren't, but if you are, you know what? I'm a therapist and I'm going to give you some truth talk.
Uh-oh.
I see through you, Ashley.
Yes.
I see through you. I wanted to like you. And I think you're probably a nice person, but isn't she a registered nurse?
Yeah.
Girl, you got a job. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you were climbing up the wrong tree.
So she's saying she wants babies. Right? She wants to marry him. Mm-hmm. And she wants the whole thing. So later on in the episode, we find out that apparently she lives in his apartment.
Yeah. And he rents it out for her.
Thomas
owns an apartment complex.
Thomas is talking to his dad, who sounds like, what's that rooster from Warner Brothers?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What's his name?
Oh, my God.
If you're on the live, what is that rooster?
I can't think of his
name. I don't know, but that's what his dad.
Yeah.
Boy, if you can't kiss him, you can't cook for him, you just laugh at him. I'm like, Jesus.
Superstars Foghorn
Leghorn.
Yeah, there you
Thank you to Brianna in the booth. Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm calling his father that from now on.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so, okay, again, I'm not letting this go. She's a nurse. And I could, you know, I'm not judging people for what they do with their money. Lord knows I've done some stupid stuff. But still,
we all have.
I'm like, but why is he paying for your apartment? So now...
I can learn some tips from that. Hello, Ashley, call me.
Yeah. They met at a bar. So I guess they're still hoping meeting men at a bar.
So we might think if she moved out here. No, he moved her out here.
He moved her.
He sure did.
He moved her out here.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to move out there? Imagine if a guy were to say...
She pointed him out.
Yeah. Yeah, she's totally dead. But imagine a guy would be like, I'll move you here and I'll pay for your rent. I would feel so helpless because I need to be doing something with my life.
I mean, yes, I'm mad too because I'm jealous because I would do... Although Thomas is so gross.
I've actually had someone offer something like that.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
In the South?
In L.A., but I couldn't work in the business because they work in the business. Mm. So I was like, adios.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to live my dream, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Not yours. You did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at that.
Uh-huh. Yes. And so Catherine, right, I guess they're trying to do the whole co-parenting situation.
Catherine's kids are cute.
And they're adorable.
They're so cute and sassy.
And I love their names.
Saint Kenzie and Kenzie. And,
yeah.
You know, I didn't like Saint at first, and then when I was, like, obsessing and Googling, I realized that's, like, a very old family name.
Yeah.
For the Ravenels.
Yeah, I just think she probably copied Kim and Kanye's kids' name.
No, it's an actual name.
I mean, yeah, but they both had their babies at the same time. Saint West, and yeah, so I thought she just probably wanted that name.
That's so funny.
So then we jump into Cameron, right? This whole big theme of the episode for her baby shower.
Someone said, by the way, in the chat, Cash Dior says, Charleston is sugar daddy central, apparently.
Oh.
So maybe that's a thing in Charleston.
Yeah. My flight. I'm about to book my flight right now.
Hold on. Yeah.
I need someone to pay my student loan.
Yeah, yeah.
AfterBuzz road trip.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, I would love to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to go hang out with the chef and at least party a day with
him. Yeah, but except for, what was it, in the last episode, they were saying how, like, everybody has STDs or they're married.
I was going to say, it would be a fun way to get syphilis. I mean, if you're going to get it. You might as well get it from Shep in Charleston.
Oh my God, he's so adorable.
Right? Yeah. At least you'll have someone there.
It's curable.
So we jump into Cameron's baby shower, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Pat, should we call her Pat or Patricia? I want to call her Pat. Because I feel like that's just like a friend. Like, what's up, Pat?
I feel like it's like not formal. And she's
not
such
Southern?
A formal woman. Yeah. Like, she's saying it like she's known her for years and she hasn't, right? Like, that to me is like not proper etiquette.
I mean, she does. She calls herself Pat, so I think it's fine. But if I met her, I would want to, like, kneel and kiss her hand and only call her Mrs.
You want to kiss her big ring?
Oh, Mr. my God.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'd take it off with my mouth.
Yank it out.
I'm telling you, my inner fat kid would just go think it's a ring pop and start licking it because I've never seen anything that big.
I mean, how did this woman do it? Like, let's...
Well, she's got mad skills.
Kind of the same way Ashley's doing it.
Yeah.
If we're going to be honest, I mean... Patricia married her way up and up. And when Catherine's said that last season, I think, in her confessional, Catherine was right. I mean, she just kind of you know, worked her way up to a very prominent people. And then now she's
like a total socialite.
Yeah.
Which
I mean,
probably why she likes Ashley, what did she call her? Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Blonde Jackie O.
She looked more like Melania to me.
She did.
She totally looked like Melania.
My God,
because Melania's trying to copy Jackie O. Because bless Melania's heart.
Oh, Lord. No. We're not even going to get into that conversation.
Bless her heart.
So,
y'all know that bless your heart in Southern means.
What does that mean?
You dumb shit.
Oh.
That's what it means. So when somebody says, bless your heart, that means you were so stupid.
Oh, I thought it was something very sweet.
It is sometimes sweet. Sometimes I say it's sweet. It depends on how you say it, but it can be.
So
it can be shade.
Well, that's bless so her heart.
Bless her heart.
So Pat is throwing a baby shower for Cameron, and she says, I have the guest list. I know who I should be inviting, who I shouldn't invite, and I know the theme. All you have to do is show up. This theme is super chic, super 1960s and 70s.
It
was a little bit all over the place. Don't you guys think?
I thought so too. It looked like an Easter hunt, an Easter egg hunt.
They had gone to an Easter egg hunt. Everybody had done mushrooms,
and
they came back and kind of lazily put stuff out.
Around and then threw it up.
Yeah, it was not.
They ate and threw it up.
It was not. I just didn't think it was tasteful.
No, it wasn't cute.
It wasn't.
I didn't think anyone looked cute. No one. Not one person. I didn't like anybody. Well, you know what? Craig looked decent. I think Craig looked cute.
I thought Craig looked cute. I thought Chelsea looked beautiful.
I thought Chelsea looked beautiful.
I thought she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
So what about Cameron and her whole baby bump situation? The fact that she's
I love Cameron. I mean, when she's literally, you know, I have a lot of girlfriends that have had babies. So as a gay man, I know way more about, and I'm fascinated by it, so I'm always asking questions. So I know a lot about what happens to your lady business when you have a baby. And I think that's something that a lot of women, I mean, they're better, but a lot of women don't talk about, what happens to their body. And so I just like the camera.
Do you know?
No.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, no, just so you know, she's worried about
everything's going to open up.
She said she's worried about her vag. Yeah. Sorry, I felt like I was going to cuss. But no, that's not a bad word, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, she's worried about that, you know. And what she described, I've had three friends that pushed and pushed and pushed, and it just kind of like wrecked them down there, and then they ended up having a C-section anyway.
I would prefer to just have a C-section. I feel like when it comes my time, if ever, I would react the same way Cameron has, because she's so, like, she just can't believe it.
Yeah.
And the fact that she hasn't cried either, it's kind of like an eye-opening experience for all mothers, because you would think that moms, you know, expecting mothers would be more nurturing and that they'd want to be crying all the time and so sentimental.
But
for
her, she's not like that, though. That's not her personality. She's
That's
always
the reality.
Been a tomboy, you know. She's always even said she never wanted to have any children. Mm-hmm. So for her to, like, actually be pregnant, I think it's just so surreal for her. And she can't even, like, fathom, like, this little person in her who's going to be popping out downstairs and saying hello. Which is funny. I don't blame her.
Every pregnant one I talk to, I'm like, does it feel like you have an alien inside your stomach?
Yeah.
And they literally
do. I don't know about that, too.
And again, what I love about Cameron is that she's, I feel like she's, especially from someone who's like been in the South and grown up in that, that a lot of women can't even express themselves in that way openly. And so the fact that she's like, it's such almost like, I feel like a thing almost an activism and just her being herself and saying, I'm not excited to have a baby. I'm not excited about being pregnant.
Yeah.
Because there's
she's
so
not traditional,
much.
Traditional, for sure.
Yeah, but there's so much pressure on women, I think, period, that you should feel a certain way about your children, about being pregnant, about when you become a mother. There's a lot of, and a lot of times a pressure from other women.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love that Cameron is just kind of like, no, I'm not going to buy into that. I'm going to be me.
Yeah.
She's always herself, though. I've always felt, even when she was on, what was it, that show that she did before Southern Charm?
Girls Gone Wild. she was on that.
She was?
Yes, she was. You remember
no
that? Yeah.
Way.
She was a host on Girls Gone Wild.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was. It was in one of the episodes.
Oh, gosh.
And she talks about how, like, she would beg the girls not to take their clothes off.
Oh my God.
But it's like when she was hosting stuff, she was totally
on Girls
Gone Wild.
But was it an MTV show? It was like The Real...
I don't know. I
was totally she on
forgot.
The Real World or was she
real
on Road
World?
Oh, she
real
was.
World. Yeah, she was on The Real World.
Oh, she was.
Yes.
I think I remember that from season one.
Yes,
I don't remember.
So she's got a big belly.
I really like her. She's like such a, oh my God, she's like so cool. Like, I don't know.
She keeps it real.
She keeps it real. 100.
She's the every woman.
Do we think Chelsea's going to be next getting pregnant?
No.
No?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't think there's hope for that.
I don't.
I mean, for her, sure there is, but not her with, what's his name?
Austin. Yeah.
I can't see it.
No.
Austin wants to birth a beer, not a bag.
Isn't that so weird?
But you know what? I think, okay, going back to like, you know, him talking about like going and trying those beers and whatnot, I think he could actually build something really cool. I think he knows his beers and I have some hope for him. I'm not saying him and Chelsea should be together right now, but maybe later on down the road because, I mean, he seems to know a lot about that business. And if he's around people who like to drink, which they do love to drink in Charleston, right?
They do. That's a thing. Yeah, sugar daddies and drinking. It is a big thing there.
Sounds like my kind of town.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him. My mom can't stand him, though. She's like, what's wrong with his mouth?
He just...
so bad.
Get his stuff together. Yeah. It's just so frustrating. And he's
there is a big again. I've talked to friends in Charleston in that area in South Carolina, and there is a huge Peter Pan syndrome in the men there. And we see it with Thomas Rabinell, and we see it with Craig.
We see it here in LA
Austin,
though too.
But it's like pervasive there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe because
you know, in LA, if you want to like work in this business, a lot of people, you've got to get yourself together.
Yeah,
totally.
Like, unless you look like Brad Pitt, and it just, although he worked too. But you know what I mean? Unless you have that lucky break, but that's so few and far between.
I feel like, though, if you have somebody who knows somebody in the business, like your dad is someone.
Oh.
Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if you're a Coppola, then why do anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good for you.
So we go into Cameron's baby shower, right? And it's starting. And as a side note, I really love Naomi's roommate. I feel like those are total bestie goals. The fact
was
that he just
Wilson?
Pops. Yeah.
Yeah, Wilson.
They're
the
getting
gay
ready.
Bae.
Yeah,
yes,
they're gay
bae.
They're getting ready. He grabs a champagne,
we
pops
needed
it
a gay
open
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We needed, although I'm sad that we didn't see him at the party. And
he was there.
No, he was? Yeah. I didn't see him.
I did. I saw him.
I didn't see him at all.
I did. I saw him. So then everyone kind of enters. I couldn't stop seeing Austin's coat. It was just flashing everywhere. It was like someone just vomited eggs on Easter. It was the worst.
I mean, it was kind of in the spirit of the party, so...
You hated it, don't lie.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It wasn't good, but... And then, I mean, why is Austin gonna be... Why is he gonna be together? Like, he needs... He just... he needs to, like... He needs Maria Menounos. That's what he needs.
Yeah, he does.
That's what he does. He needs our podcast. Talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to talk about the part?
Absolutely. So, guys, you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life.
Are you listening, Austin?
From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more. Let our Maria be your big sister you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, remember this. Let Maria know that we here at Southern Charm sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Yeah, you know who
should
listen?
Your voice is so lovely. I just want to listen to you read the newspaper. Jesus. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Sorry. I was like, Naomi should take a word from this, too. Naomi. And listen to Maria because...
She was a hot mess at this party.
Yeah. So, I mean, she
take that cocktail
totally
away.
Went...
Let's unpack this party, people. Right. There is a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. Okay, so let's
get your Mary Poppins back because it's all coming out.
It's coming out.
Let's start off with Naomi because she was all over the place. I just couldn't deal. She was one place to the other. So she goes up. She goes up to Pat. What?
I'm just laughing because when you were reading about Maria Menounos' podcast, someone, Diana Lucy, commented on the chat, everyone on Southern Charm needs it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So true, Pat. So true.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say Naomi, right, decides, hey, Pat, do you want to come here real quick and have a little chat with me? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she starts talking about Catherine and what happens.
Oh,
she totally deflects her situation, totally deflects the fact that she brought up Catherine and says, girl, bye. There's someone at the door. I got to go.
This was a lesson in Southern hospitality and how to shade people. Because, you know, the worst thing, my mother would always say, she was like, the worst thing you can do to somebody instead of talking worse to them is to act like they're not there. Mm-hmm. She would always say that. And that is exactly what Patricia did. I mean, literally in mid-conversation, there was no one at the door. Yeah.
No.
She went and sat down.
I'm going to use that. Like, the next time in an uncomfortable, even if it's just I'm sorry, I think I hear someone at the door.
Yeah. Just, bye.
That's amazing.
I feel like Naomi should have known better than to do that. I mean, let's just be honest. Catherine has said a lot of stuff about Patricia. And, I mean, even though it is mostly true.
Yeah.
I mean,
they have both bumped heads since season one.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You cannot change Patricia's mind. Once her mind is made, that's it.
That's it.
You're out of the list.
Catherine has shown, her A double something.
Yeah.
In Catherine's home.
Yeah.
And in Patricia's home. Yeah. And again, that's like Southern hospitality and courtesy of letting people in your home is such a big deal. That's honestly, I was uncomfortable the whole time just because Naomi was doing a lot of things, but the fact that she was even bringing those kind of things up and then later having the conversation with Craig, I was like, are you some kind of Yankee or something? What are you doing? Southern people don't do this.
Yeah, no, she's definitely a troublemaker. I've noticed that. Like, she has an agenda and she's just like, she torpedoes after it. Yeah.
She's flipped though, y'all.
Yeah, maybe some emotional issues are going on with her right now and she needs to feel like she has control of something. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but somebody take the drink away and give her some meditation seriously.
And bless her heart and her ratty old hair. It did not look
good. It did not look cute tonight, girl.
Bless her heart. No.
She's
the 60s is not your decade, sugar.
She's so full of anger.
Yeah.
I see it in her eyes.
Yes, that's it.
I see it the way that she interacts. She's angry.
A woman scorned.
And she's a little bit bitter, too. Yes. I mean, imagine having to see your ex every single time and having to remember your issues and your troubles. And, I mean, the last two episodes... Right. Craig and her have gotten into it and they've talked about their relationship. And now again, I'm kind of getting tired of it. I don't want to see them argue.
Yeah. I think Naomi needs to go to therapy and she needs to figure out why she's so unhappy and she's trying to project and control everybody else. You know, she's trying to control Patricia in the situation with Catherine. She's trying to control Craig. She's trying to control the situation with JD and Liz. Mm-hmm. I mean, she obviously needs to control something. And so that's a bigger issue that she's having. Somebody do something for her. I would say give her a drink, but that's not helping.
Her gay bae Wilson needs to give her some better advice.
Yeah.
Because if I lived with you, Naomi, I'd be like, girl, you're being cray cray. It's honestly sad. It's hard to watch it is just sad because she's hurting right now. And then can we talk a little bit about her and Craig?
Yeah.
So that conversation with Craig was so, I mean, again, that goes both ways for both of them. Because Craig is ridiculously sensitive, really bad. So sometimes I feel like what I see the pattern in is that Naomi will go into like, not almost even criticize, just to kind of bring up something to Craig. And then he immediately is like, are you saying I've been a loser for the last 3 years of my life?
Yeah.
Which is not what she was saying initially.
Yeah.
But then it's like, they begin he's hurt. And then she, instead of saying, you know, understanding where his hurt's coming from, then she's angry now that he's misinterpreting her. So then she starts saying horrible stuff to him and making him feel like a loser. Like, she literally does what she doesn't do it at first, but then he says, you make me feel like a loser. And then she does it.
Yeah.
So,
I think, but don't you think that, like, once somebody hurts you and they keep hurting you and hurting you and hurting you, you only expect that type of behavior? I think that's why he's doing that.
We're like dogs in Pavlov.
Yes.
You know, it's like the bell. And every time you expect of somebody, it takes, which is, again, why Patricia is going to take, if ever, a long time to let Catherine back into her good graces. Because Catherine burned her,
I think,
not once, but many, many, many times. You know,
she needs to kiss her.
Whitney's
ass
a producer
bit.
On the show, and she might let Catherine be on there because her son tells her to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, and with Craig, I'm happy he's sewing.
His stuff. I'd buy his pillows.
I would, but
he
feel
doesn't
like
a job though.
I feel like he's going through a phase where he's trying to figure out what to do or what's going on. Like,
but he's a reality star now, so he gets money from the show. I see his Instagram. He's like playing poker and like he's getting paid to do
stuff. So is he a lawyer? Did he pass the bar? I thought he did.
He did pass the bar.
He did.
But he didn't. He doesn't practice.
He doesn't practice it.
So I think the thing is, he's a creative person.
Yeah.
Right? He
I do
makes
too.
Clothing. He creates pillows. What else does he do? He does events.
A lot of people think he needs to buy a pillow.
Yeah.
Hashtag gay joke. I don't think he's gay.
No, I don't think he's gay.
I
think he's got a feminine side to him, but
he's very
creative.
Hey, babe,
and I think that's...
Sorry, I couldn't. Can you imagine?
My mom always is like, oh, the drunk? You mean the drunk?
Well, that could be anybody. But Steve, can you imagine having sex with Craig? I don't know. It would be,
Do you think, though, I mean, as a therapist, Matt, do you think that there's hope for them two to get back together?
Well, I didn't like the couples therapist. I'm judgy, but I was like, I don't enjoy this couples therapist.
No, same.
So, although most couples therapists, I wouldn't agree to be on TV. So, I think it's going to take in tug of war, someone has to drop the rope for the game to be over. So someone has to drop this rope.
Nope.
You know, hashtag truth talk.
Yeah.
And so,
preach.
I feel like a lot of times, like, you know, I almost wish there's like a super famous couples exercise where when you're fighting with someone, when they talk to you and they fight at you and they yell at you, instead of you immediately responding, you just take a breath and say, okay, What you just said, I heard this, and you repeat back what you actually heard.
That's like Meisner.
It is. And what it does is it makes you listen.
Yeah.
And that's the whole problem with both of them. Neither of them are actually listening to the other person.
Yeah. But you know what? At least they keep it real in the show, as opposed to JD and Liz, who showed up.
Oh, God.
And then they kind of just made it look like everything was perfect. It's kind of that laugh.
Oh, God.
And that
man.
Like, no, but it's so true. That's how he sounds. And he just, did you see that smirk on his face?
Yes.
And the fact that he knew that he's like, I got this in the bag. Like, but do you think you affected
exactly.
me?
Exactly. And did you see Naomi like talking about it? How she like knew, like, okay, I get it. You're upset. But like, I think she overly like is blowing that up, right?
Girl is like a ticking time bomb.
Hey, in the words of TLC, Naomi, don't go chasing waterfalls.
This is not chasing waterfalls.
I think that was about AIDS maybe too.
Yeah.
So maybe that doesn't fully apply. But
hey, you never know with JD.
You never know. But I, Naomi, this is, Chelsea was trying to tell her, it's not your thing anymore. And also too, you're a 26-year-old, not to minimize you because you're a 26-year-old kid with, got a relationship, no children. This is JD and Liz that have, even though I think JD's a total douchebag.
Totally.
But still, it's,
and then she flips them off when they leave the room.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
not so classy. That girl, that is not so charming.
It's not. But, it's not cute.
Yeah, and I think it was Shep who says, you know, keeping up appearances is important in the in the South.
That's true, but Shep, right, this whole episode, kind of looks like your fun, crazy, drunk Uncle Leonard.
Oh,
right?
Man.
His hair
we
is
all
so
have
up.
A
is...
crazy drunk Uncle Leonard.
I'm like, what the heck, Shep? Just like, look in the mirror, son.
Those boots he was wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All of them, Shep, Craig. Oh. I mean, it's just all of them.
It's
like,
definitely Peter Pan syndrome.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You said.
It's just like, oh, I just feel like if they all lived together, it would smell like just like stale bush beer.
Yeah. Ew. Oh, and they love beer, so you know that that's how it would definitely smell.
It's true.
It would.
So now we're going to jump into our not so charming segment.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this music. I like
it. It's kind of like a little hip-hop beat.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
So my not-so-charming moment, besides when we found out when Ashley is getting Thomas is paying for everything, but Catherine, you're doing so good. Catherine 3.0. Why would you sleep with Thomas in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Girl.
Tragedy.
Girl. I just
it was after the reunion.
It was just, I mean, I get it. I saw the reunion, but still, you know, they're like, man, they are fire and ice. They just can't help each other. So that was my not so charming.
All right. I think my not so charming moment would be Ashley throwing herself at Thomas. Like, desperate. That's so gross. Like, you could tell he was turned off by that.
Yeah.
You could see it in his body language. And she's like, just trying to get him to give.
He was actually kind of backing away from her. You're
totally
right.
Asking for the sperm, and he's like,
yeah, that was gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, sorry, baby. You're too pretty. Don't do that. And you're a nurse. Come on.
She's tired of doing that. That's why she's with him.
What's your not so charming moment?
My not so charming moment. I'm sorry, girl, but it's got to be Naomi. She's just all over the place. And it's not really giving me that Slytherin feel. And not only that, but I feel like she just needs to go to a therapist, talk out about her emotions. And I don't know, maybe as the episodes go by, she's going to be able to chill a little bit. But as it's going, I'm scared. What is she going to say? Or what is she going to do by episode 8?
It's going to come to a head, watch.
Yeah, she's going to blow.
Yes.
Maybe Naomi's going to be going to rehab next year, but emotional rehab.
No.
Maybe.
She's heartbroken.
It's like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory where just
it's like too much. Mm-hmm. We do have a little a question from Cash Dior. Says, what were Ashley and Thomas doing in the bathroom at Ship's? I couldn't hear. They were talking about she got her period, I guess, because they thought she possibly could have been pregnant.
Yes, and I guess she hadn't taken the after
the morning after pill.
Morning after
again,
pill
that's a not so charming moment.
See, I don't know
that's
what it is.
Not so charming.
Why are we talking about this at a party, y'all? Anyway, Cash Dior, I just heard you screaming at the TV like we did.
Yeah.
When we saw that too.
That's so gross.
Well, at least we know that they weren't having sex in the bathroom. At least that, I was like, okay, she's really tasteless if she's having sex in the bathroom in the last episode. But
that's what they made it seem like, that they were having sex in the bathroom.
Yeah, but they weren't because we overheard what they were talking about.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a little bit better.
but in there a little too long, you
but
know?
But still, it's like, you don't really do that at someone's house, especially when you first meet these people.
They did it all because Catherine was there.
Of course.
They did it all because Catherine
was
there.
Yeah, because this whole thing is revolving around Catherine.
Yeah.
This game is very orchestrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That almost reminds me, if I can I read a comment from last week?
Yes.
So we're going to do this every episode. We're going to pick out a comment from last week. So I know we have the live chat, but be sure to comment during the week because we respond. We've gone through whole conversations. Yeah. I've had an argument. No, I didn't have an argument. But, and it was just kind of talking about just making up the drama. Darylin Hansen asked, is JD and Liz's situation real or a made-up storyline? Do what you think, because now that they showed up, do you think that's made up or do you think that's real?
No, because Naomi was involved. There was other women that were involved talking to Liz about the situation and how she was breaking down. Catherine was also talking about that, right, in the last episode. So I don't think it's made up.
She can easily bring the girls in and talk about the whole situation if it was made up or if it was real.
That's true. I don't think it is either. No. Yeah, I don't think it's made up.
I think he's a pig.
You could see it. You could see
agree.
It.
Agree. I'm so glad you're on this panel. Yes.
I wish we could have one of them on here. I wonder if they would hate us knowing that we talk so much.
You know, I'm not that fake. Although we have booked for Southern Charm New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You have to watch our the show on Sundays, but we did book someone for that.
That's our news. Yeah. So you got to stay tuned.
And maybe another one.
You can be on that one too?
Yeah, I'm on that one.
So yeah. So but if anybody knows anyone on Southern Charm.
Yes.
I've talked to Landon now, but she's in LA and off the show and nobody cares.
Yeah, and a lot of our comments are like, thank God Landon's not part of the show.
You know, and a lot of comments too last week, and we hear you at After Buzz too, we told them everybody's like, thank God there's a Southern Charm After show.
Yay!
And now you got two of them.
Woo!
So,
okay, jumping right into predictions, guys, because we're cutting it short here.
Yeah.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Woo! So what do we think is going to happen in this next episode? Because we kind of saw a little bit of sneak peek.
Oh my gosh.
Episode 4.
Ashley and Catherine are going to lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm going to clutch my pearls, lose my mind, and maybe crap my pants. I'm going to be so excited.
I can't wait.
We're watching that with popcorn.
Yeah.
Because we have it here at After Buzz.
A little wine?
Maybe.
A vino?
I might need a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
As Patricia, I might need some medicine.
Let's see. I guess we saw that Chelsea was talking to her dad about like whether or not she would be in a relationship or not. So maybe actually some relationship will pop in something new, right? Because usually they make it seem like it's the opposite that's going to happen, and then what ends up happening is she ends up in a relationship.
Maybe. I think a girl is going to be introduced, or a woman will be introduced. As Austin's plus one.
Oh.
I feel like someone else is going to enter. Yeah.
Peyton, right?
I feel like she's going to come back into the picture and that's going to stir up drama.
But do you think Chelsea's going to let that bother her? I feel like Chelsea more than anybody.
Yes.
I disagree. I think she's going to be like, I think it might bother her, but I think she's going to totally play it off and be like,
whatever. She's going to play it off. I think she's going to play it off, but I think that she's bothered by it and she's going to maybe leave whatever event is happening.
Okay.
We'll have to wait and see. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Yeah.
These are our lovely hosts. You guys want to tell them where you can find you?
Sure, my name is Matt Marr. You can find me, M-A-T-T, 2 R's. I do the AfterBuzz show here. I do Southern Charm New Orleans. I'll do Arrow later on tonight. And Queer Eye for Straight Guy. So, yeah.
Hey, everyone. My name is Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823 with an I, Crystal, C-R-I-S-T-A-L, 823. And also, I do Will and Grace, so it's coming back next season. So please tune in.
Yeah. So good. It's so good.
And I'm Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at Maite_Carrillo. And I'm with Matt on Southern Charm New Orleans Sunday nights. You guys don't want to miss it. And we'll see you guys here next week. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.